Wenn das auf Beis und mit Beis, wie im Heu, Schnee, im Schawim, am Amunna, im Elohim, hat es Biel. If both were Schawe, so the Amunna tells them, hat es Biel. What is the Teich, hat es Biel, Tona, Heiziu, Etzba, Iseichem, Leminien. Frag die Gemorre, wenn im Nino, Liditu? Why do you have to count the fingers? Let's count the people, the Kahanim. Messiah Leila Rab Yitzrok, Toma Rab Yitzrok, Osa Limnois Es Yisrael, Afilu Lidvar Mitzvah. One is not permitted to count Yidin, Afilu Lidvar Mitzvah, Dersiv, Vayivkedeim, Bevozek. That when Shaul counted the Yidin, he didn't count the Lugulgoylis, each one gave a Shivrei Cheres, a Shever Cheres, and he counted the Shivrei Charosim, that's how he counted them. So you see that there's an Isser to count Yidin Afilu B'moke Mitzvah. The Marsha asks the Ha'ore, why didn't the Gemara bring a Raya from Parshas Kisisa? Lo Yia Bem Negev B'fkoidoisam. So others want to say that Dvar Mitzvah Shani. Here it's a Dvar Mitzvah. By Shulka, there's also Dvar Mitzvah. There Rashi says, whenever you want to count them, Le'yibem Negev, you shouldn't count them without a Machzis HaShekel. So it could be there, it wasn't speaking about a minion, that's not a minion Shal Mitzvah, here it's L'Tzayrach Mitzvah. The Chassam Sofer brings down a Mogen Avrom, And the Gemara tells to Vayivkedeim Bevozek to our Mishneh. Now, Lochaira Alamdan could make a Gevaldik Achilik. Vayivkedeim Bevozek, there the purpose of the counting was to find out how many Yidin there are. So, Mamela, there's an Isser to count Yidin. Over here, the purpose of the Minyan was not to know how many Kahanim there were. Taket could be Alpi Cheshbon. Afterwards, you'll ask the Mamuna how many Kahanim were there. He hasn't the faintest idea. He thought of an astronomer's number and he was counting and counting and he ended up with that number and Yena won the Pais and a guten Tag. So here there's no, so we see from here that it's not the Yediyas HaMispo that's also, it's the Maisa HaMinyan. You're not allowed to count Yidin, period. That's what he brings from the Mogen Avrom. Maskif lo Rav Ashi, mimai dahai bozek lishne de mivziku. How do you know that bozek means it is a loshen of a shever cheres? Bedume shema de moso. Maybe this is the name of a shtot. Vayivkedeim, he counted them bevozek. And this was a mokem. Kidersi vayimtsu adoini vezek. So there was such a mokem. Ela mahoche. So the Gemara brings a different raya. It says vayishama shol esa'om vayivkedeim batloim. But here it says that shol, this was by a second mokhame, he counted them with tloim. Now, there's a very interesting Taisvus Yeshanim, the first Taisvus Yeshanim, Vayivkedeim Batloim, Shem Mokim Hu Lefi Apshat. It's a Mokim, Vayivkedeim Batloim, so B'zayitz of the Chapela, so that was the first Kasha. The first Kasha was maybe Bozik is a Mokim, so the Gemara says, Vayivked, this Pasuk, Vayivkedeim Batloim, so Shem Mokim Hu Lefi Apshat, So how do we know, Taki, that it's not a Shem Mokim? So the Eitz Yosef, the Ein Yaakov says a beautiful pshat. He says that Bemisin is another kasha. The Gemara, by the first posik, it says, Vayivkedeim Bevozek. This is not the beginning of a posik. This is the Gemara brought the chelik of the posik, and again alone, Vayivkedeim Bevozek. So why didn't the Gemara bring Vayivkedeim Batloim? Why did the Gemara have to bring the beginning of the Pasuk? Vayishama Shol Es Ha'om. Why do you have to bring the beginning of the Pasuk? Bring Vayivkedeim Batloim. So he said that's Pshat in the Gemara. Because you could say Vayivkedeim Batloim means that's a Bokim. But he says it would be a mokim, so the pasuk should have said as follows: V'yishama shol esa'om batloim v'yivkedei. That means if this is a mokim, so it should tell us. So the batloim should have been before. That's why the Gemara brought the beginning of the pasuk, and that's shan the Taisus Yishonim. Shem mokim hu lefi apshat. If you start from v'yivkedei batloim, that's how the Taisus. So you would say take that that's a shem mokim. That's why the Gemara brings v'yisham. That's why the Gemara brings the beginning of the pasuk. To prove that it's not a mokim, because then it should have said v'yisham mishol esa'om batloy. Omar Rabbi Elozo kol hamoynes Yisrael oiver balav shenema v'hoya mispar b'nei Yisrael kechoil hayom asher lo yimad. So there's an iser of asher lo yimad. This is also shver. Ashela Yimad Lechayre, the translation of Yimad is Medide. So you don't measure people, you measure areas. So in Yaakov, someone wants to say, Ashela Yimad is a Loshen Oymed. Namerdike Chiddish. That one is not permitted to count Yidin Afilu Bederech Oymed. There's around Sofil, Azayful Yidin, Ashela Yimad Afilu. More or less, that's also called a type of a minion, a type of a mispo. Asher lo yimad. The Ben Yoyoda wants to say a different pshat. That could be you can count Yidin b'derech medide. That means if you'll know that so many Yidin will fit into a room in this area, so memele, you could now you know the area that all these Yidin are covering. So through the cheshbon of medide, you could figure out how many Yidin there are. So that's also osa. You're not allowed to count derech medide. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omer oiver b'shnei lavim, shenema lo yimad v'lo yisofer. Omer Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini, Rabbi Yonason Rami, k'siv ohoyom mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayom, k'siv asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer. It's the beginning of the pasuk says there's a schum, there's a mispar. And the end of the pasuk says, "Asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer." Lo kashe kan bezman sheYisrael oisin ritzoynei shel mokim, kan bezman shein oisin ritzoynei shel mokim. So the Einei Yitzchak explains as follows: that if it's oisin ritzoynei shel mokim, then it's lo yimad v'lo yisofer, because then you can't really count a yid. Because, so for example, shokel moishe kishishim ribui. So you can't count. You can't count heads. You can't count bodies. You don't know the potentials, the chshivis. So if the oisin ritzayne shel mokim could be one person is koilo or shokel connected many people. So memeila then is loyimat. Well, if it's ein oisin ritzayne shel mokim, so then the person is what he is. He's not more than the guf ashel afaneinu. Then it's v'hoya mispar b'nei Yisrael. Then there's a mispar. Rabbi Yomar mishum Abi Yosi ben Dostoy loikashe kam b'dei odom kam b'dei shemayim. So then Yitzchak wants to say that both cases are speaking about oisin ritzayne shel mokim. So b'day odom is taka shelo yimad lo yisofer. A person taka can't count them because he doesn't know the shivas of each yid. But b'day shemayim, the Rabbeinu Shalom does know the mispal. Even though it's oisim v'tzayin shalokim, eisach the Rabbeinu Shalom, the shivas of each yid. Let us see Rashi. V'nimnina l'ditu l'gulgul oisom, b'bozek loshin shivrei charosim. Not all kol echad v'echad cheres, b'hishlech lefonov, umonu achosim. Yivkedeim batloim, tzivam lakachas kol echo tle mitzayna melech. Each one was told to take a tle from the tzayna melech, ubo lemelchov v'nimnu atloim. V'hoyu mispa b'nei yisol kechol hayom, am islu minyin. Zog to gemara weiter. Oma rav nehiloi, bar idi omar shmul, kiven shnismana odom parnes ala tzibur misasche. When a person becomes a parnes ala tzibur, so he zeichet ashiris. Mikore ksiv ayiv kedem bevozek. As soon as he became melech, there wasn't too much in the treasury. So the only way of minyan was bebozik. They took shivrei charosim, and that he counted the shivrei charosim. Well, besoif by the next minyan, ksiva yivkedeim batloim. That fakert, each one came to the melech. He took a tle from the tzayna melech, and then they counted the tloim. So vayistoyis, he had a lot of tloim. The Gemara Vedulma Midyatu, who says that they were Shaul's tloim? Maybe they were, each one brought his own tle. And Cain, my revusa de milsa. So what's the chiddush? What does the pasuk have to tell us? It means if the pasuk isn't telling us any chiddush, so why do we have to know that here was a pkida betloim, the bozik was geveron? So that was the Torah's mefaret, that the oifin a pkida was betloim. It's telling us this chiddush, that Shaul was Nisasha. By Yorev Banachal, it says by Shaul, when he went to Bilochim Keneged Amolek, it says by Yorev Banachal, Omar Rabmoni al Iskei Nachal. So he made a merive with the Rabbeinu Shloilom, al Iskei Nachal, and the inyonim of an Egel Arufe, which is brought by Nachal. Bishosh Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu Lishol Leich V'Kisas Amalek. Oma Nefesh Achas Omre Teure Avei Egla Rufe. One Nefesh that gets killed, you bring an Egla Rufe. Kol an Nefoshes Halolu Al Achas Kama V'Kama. Here, so many Nefoshes. V'im Odom Chota Behime Machota. V'im Gdoilem Chota Ktane Machota. Yotza basko ve omro loy altihi tzadik harbe. The Mefarshim explain where did Rav Moni see that this drosha, why can you learn by Yorav Banochal Kipshutai, that was the beginning of the Mulchome with Amalek. So the Marsha says because Amalek lived Bahar, he didn't live Banochal. So we're speaking about the Mulchome with Amalek, not by Yorav Banochal. The Malekim Baktanim Yoshvim Behor. So other Mephoshim want to say, if you look in the Chumash, if you look in the Navi, the right afterwards is the next Pasuk. It says, Vayorav Banochal, then it says, Vayorav Meshol Al Keini, that they should separate themselves from the Malekim, and then the next Pasuk speaks about the Mulchama with the Malekim. So if Vayorev is the Haskalas HaMolchomis, so why is the next Pasuk Vayoyim Eshol HaLakeini? This is the Haskalas HaMolchomis. HaKochach Vayorev Banochal is a different Merive. This was the Kal V'Chomer that Shol HaMelech had made. The Svasemis is Ma'irer. He made a kalvachayim from Egla Rufe. Madoch, ma nefesh, achas, omre teure, avei Egla Rufe. Kol nefesh, salolo, achas, kama vekama. So he says, lochayre, what's the kalvachayim? Egla Rufe, the yimotze cholo, speaking about a yid. A yid is a din of Egla Rufe. These are goyim. I mean, what's the whole kalvachayim? So he wants to be mitzadit, so could be the din egla rufa. He says he didn't find any place that you say that the cholo was a yid. Maybe the din egla rufa is a filled by a goy also. Ki imot say cholo. Cholo is parve. Could be take a goy also. Didn't find clearly. Like this, it's very modne. There's a tremendous problem. What was the cheshbon of Shaul? Shaul has a tzivoy from the Novi Hashem. Leich v'kisa samolek, and then everyone, and included the behemoth, now he starts making kalvachemers. It's a difficult problem. The Moshe Zechein Lebrocha wants to say, and Dorash Moshe wants to say that, he was going with Seichel. So Mestame Shmuel Anovi didn't understand the Nevuah. What didn't want to be Mevatel his das to the Maimer of Shmuel Anovi. It doesn't mean Kavuchim is a Svare. So So that was his achro. If in seichel it doesn't make sense, and mistam the Shmuel did not understand the nevuah correctly. That was the avla of Shaul. The Ion Yaakov wants to say that that Bemison the Kalvachayma was that you need a kaporen. He wasn't chaylik on the etzem tzivui. Va'nefesh achas omre teira havei egla rufe kol nefoshis halolu achas kama vekama. So you need a kapore. You need a kapore. So that was the reason to save the mate of Hatzoyin. That was the reason to save the mate of Hatzoyin. That was the cheshbon. This comes in over here. So Maisa the Ktanim he killed. Stachsel, the Ben Yoda wants to say a vote. To use the Stachsel for the Ian Yaakov also. That you want to use the Tzayin for a Kolben. L'chayr etz mo'es la'krove. So he said, no, it's not mo'es la'krove. V'modom chote b'hema ma'chote. It's not mo'es la'krove. The zichet that the b'hema didn't do any averes. That shlo yizocher shmoi shel amolek afal behema. So good, when we makriv et v'kolben, we'll accomplish what we have to accomplish. Because the whole kavochemer was that there's a chiyuv kapore. Just like eglarufa, there's a chiyuv kapore. There's also a chiyuv kapore. So we'll be mekayim the kapore with the meitav atzayin. That was the whole kavochemer, because he killed the ktanim. And he understood that the whole mechuvin of the tzayin was lo yizocher shmoi shel amolek kol takavi lo yizocher shmoi. That means the ikar is not pshat that we have to kill them right away. Pshat is that they can't be walking around. So because we yizocher shmoi shel amolek, so we'll be mak of them for kabonis, and that's how we'll bring an egla rufe. That'll be b'mokim egla rufe, and also be niskayim. They bring from Ruach Chaim, I don't know if this is Ruach Chaim Voloshiner, that it's a different cheshbon. That Shalom Melech made this Kal V'chaimah L'Kayim Efshi U'ma'ese Shalvi B'Hashemayim Gozer Alay. He wanted to be Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Shleimis, so he wanted that his Rotzen should be Fakel. So that's why he made the Kal V'chaimah. The Kal V'chaimah Take, he should not want to do what he's doing. But the Rabbein Shlomo Zgeizer, it should be done. But it seems one shouldn't put himself in such an assign, because Lamais, it seems, this Rotzen Take made the best out of him, and that's why Take Lady was Nichshel. Yotzo Baskel V'omro Loi Al Tehi Tzadik Harbe. One shouldn't be a Tzadik Harbe. Bishoa Sha'omaloi Shol the Doyeg Soiv Ato Upagabi Kahanim. When he told Doyeg to kill out the Kahanim, Yotzo Baskel Vaomroloi Altir Shaharbe. He also Ramesha Tainis, before you do such a thing, you should also be Miyayitz with Shmuel. Nopshatis, he was going with his Seichel. In both cases, he was going with his Seichel. So if one goes with the seichel and is not bevatel sichloi ledas teire, so then one can be a tzadik harbe or a tirsha harbe. It seems in both cases that Shaul HaMelech misjudged who the people were. And here he stelled them to Odom Chot, Behemem Machot, Gdolim Chot, Ktanim Machot. He was marsh of them. He stelled them to a cholol of by Egla Rufim. By Isis, he overestimated their shivas. There was a mitzvah that of Mechia to get rid of them. He overestimated them. Here by the Kahanim, it says, Soiv Ato Upagabi Kahanim. It's a very interesting diuk in the psukim. The psukim before it says, "V'yeme hamelech mois tomos achimelech ato v'chol beis avicha." Fine, the chayiv misa yelled them. They were Messiah David, who was amayred b'malchus. So the chayiv misa. V'yeme hamelech larotzim anitzavim olav soibu v'homisu kahani Hashem. Ki kam yodom im David v'chi yodo ki v'yreyachu loy golu as hozni. V'loy ovu abdei hamelech lishloyech es yodom lifgoya b'chayhanei Hashem. V'yemer hamelech ledoyeg soiv ato fika b'kayhanim. V'yisoiv doyeg ha'doyme v'yivkahu b'kayhanim. It's very interesting. First, when he told them, he seems he was makir their maila. Soibu v'homisu kahanei Hashem. These are Mishol say Hashem, kahanei Hashem. And the rotzim b'shim oifin le'ovdu avdi ha'melech l'shloyech es yodam lifgoya b'chayhanei Hashem. I mean, these are kahanei Hashem. You're wrong, not wrong. You have to know who we're handling with. We can't be medame these people to plain people. These are kahanei Hashem. V'yayim ha'melech l'doyik seiv ato f'ga b'chayhanim. He took off the Hashem. The kahanim, it's not different than anyone else. V'yisav doyik adoyim aviv kahu b'chayhanim. So, I mean, so we see that the toes of Shaul was, he was machshiv the Rishoyim and mafchis the tzaddikim. That's lamaisa what he had done. Omar Ravhune kama loicholi v'loi margish gavra de more saye. A person who's more saye, so, let's see what Rashi says. Kama loicholi v'loi margish gavra de more saye, kama somuch umuftach. Bein tzorich l'chalois v'lidoig mikol ro misha kadosh baruch hu be'ezroi. Shemotzinu shol nichshol ba'achas. Shol was nichshol manchet. Ba'olso le lero le kanzoi mise levato malchusoi. Everything. From manchet, everything went down the drain. The David nichshol b'shtayim le also le lero. So the cheshbon is, because David was a gavre de moro saye. He's a gavre de moro saye, and Shol was not a gavre de moro saye. The shail is, what is pshat in this gavre de moro saye? So the marsho, another say a very interesting pshat, that how is one zeicher to be a gavre de moro saye? He had pulled, by the way, a gavre de moro saye is like holy, like magish, it's nothing but to worry about. So the marsho says, the chazal tell us, abole tayer misayin noisai. How is one zeichet to see you, Hashem? Abolatayah. By David HaMelech, when they came and they told him that Nasna Novi came, he said, Chotosi, he was a misvada, he's wrong. When they came to show, you see, by Molech, Kiamti Dvar Hashem, as a chalz verempfert. He wasn't Abolatayah. He wanted to verempfer sich. So, Abolatayah Messiahinoi. So that's a gavre de Morisai. David had bald naki given the chet. And Lamaise, he was misvadin, was mekabo yisurim on this, so that's a gavra de morisai. The Gvura Sari wants to say a different pshat, that what David the Melech was zeiche to be a gavra de morisai. He says, very interesting, he says, b'chol tzoroisov hoya mezamer u'mishabeyach. David HaMelech never had a life full of tzoris. In all these tzoris, he wrote Sefer Tillim, O Yimizamer, O Mishabeach, O Yedovak Bashem, O Mekabel Horo Ba'ave, O Hoye Mevaze Es Atzmoy, Lechvoit HaMokim Ba'loi Seyes HaOrein. So therefore he was zeicher to be a gavre de moro saye. The Gvura Sari is a little unclear. I mean, sicher gewaltige Madreges of David HaMelech, the Tzorois of his Mezamer Meshabeach, he was Mevazes Atzmai, but So how does so what is the mida connected mida? Dachsich mir could be the gvura sari means this is a bchina a battle retzoyin cha bibnei retzoynoi kdei shiyevatel rotzoyin acherim bibnei retzoynecha. That means David HaMelech was a model of battle retzoynoi bibnei retzoynecha retzoyin cha bibnei retzoynoi. That means the tzores was a duchgelept, but this is rotzoyin Hashem. This is what the Rabbi Nishloilom wants. So he was mezamer, or mishab. He didn't look at his ritzoinus. How can he be soivul this? Bekabel or ba'ava. This is Ratzon Hashem. He says mevatel his ritzoinus. Or the same thing. Haye mevazes atzmei lechvoid amokim ba'loi seyes ha'orim. Again, that he was mevatel himself completely. That was a bittel. Batel ritzoincha mivnei ritzoinai. Neishe yevatel ritzoin acherim. So the Batanura says that means the lashon noki means the rabbanim shel mevatel his rotzon for your rotzon. So memele David's life was a life of bittel harotzon. So he was zeicheta and hoget that the rabbanim shel mevatel his rotzon is also kedei lemalo is rotzon the rotzonai shel David. So that's a gabra de morisaye. It's kemayim ponim al ponim. David Bishtayim v'loy olsoloy. And he wasn't then, as the Malchus wasn't taken away from him. Shol ba'achas mayhi, what was the one duchfal of Shol? Maise da'agog. Perhaps he didn't kill Agog. Frek the Gemara v'ika maise d'noi v'rakahanim. That the Gemara maise da'agog siv nechamti kim lachti ashol lemelech. But that was the Makkah Bepatish already. The Meluche, he lost already by the Mais of Agog. David Bishtayim Maininu. What are the two Duchfellow from David HaMelech? The Uriye. He killed Uriye. With the Hasose, it says that, he had set up a very sharp Eloshin that the Abishta was Mais's show. So Memela, so he was Usas, that he was Moine Klaus on that brought about a Deva. That were the two in Yonim, the two Chatoim of Uriah. Frek the Gemor Vikanami Maise de Basheva. It was Gilearoyes, Maise de Basheva. So the Gemor says, Hosam Ifrimine. He paid for it. Zamshat is also Loy also Loy. He was Nanishtake for this. So this doesn't go to the Cheshbet. The chsiv v'sakivse yishalem abatoyim. Nosna Novi told him a moshul with a person who stole a shepsel from a nitzrach. He only had one shepsel and he stole it from him. So he said v'sakivse yishalem abatoyim. So that was the oynish he said should go on this person who did this able. So he was taken then neshfo on shem yelet. The child that was born from Basheva died. Amnon was killed. Tamar, they were Mahanis Tamar. Avshalom was killed. So Memele, so therefore we don't speak about this Avera, because this Avera he paid in full. Frag the Gemore, Hosom Nami Ifru Mine. So by the Avera of Asose, there was also, he also paid for the Chsiva Yiten Hashem Dever. Be Israel me aboike of Ades Moit, the cloud that there was a deva. Hosom lo ifru mi gufe. He says, Hosom lo ifru mi gufe. The cloud you saw was Nenish, it was a deva, but he didn't pay for it. Frag the Gemara, Hosom name lo ifru mi gufe. So, Ibezoi, if you say that in order to be considered paid, you have to pay me gufe, so these four things, this arba time that you said wasn't it for me gufe, it was his children, but it wasn't me gufe. So the Gemara loyai, no, loybeni, ifre me gufe, here was ifre me gufe. The Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, shisha chadoshim nitzara David. Because of the maise of Basheva, he became a metzaire. For sure, imenu Sanhedrin. Tchsiv, so this already was a Piroi Migufei, Tchsiv, Yoshuvu Li Yireyecha, V'yoidei Eidei Secha. But he should come back, the Sanhedrin should come back, he should become a Yismetzoyre, Tchsiv, Yoshuvu Li Yisayin Yishecha, that's Mustama Shros HaShchine. So Memele, so there was Ifrei Migufei. Frag de Gemara, wo Oma Rav, Kibol David, Loshen Hore. So there's another, why do you say it, Ishtayim? There's another way, it was Mekabel, Loshen Hore. From Tziva, that, what does Rashi say? Let us see what Rashi says, the Vail. Doriya da Sosa, Shusas Limnais, as Yisrael besoif yoma v'gom lo v'yalem deva. The Ba'sheva shebole, yeled b'no harishen. Loshen hore al mefiboishes mi pi tziva. But tziva told them that mefiboishes was with Avshalom. So memele, and David was, and David, because of this, he said half of the nachla should go to tziva, to the Eved. He was mekabel the loshen hore, which wasn't true at all. Ever the Gemara Ifrimine, Lomar of Yudah Marav, Beshor Shomale David Lemefiboishes, O Malti Ato Vetziva Tachalko Asasode, that was the Kabbalah's Lashon Hore, and therefore he said he only gets half from the Sode, is Yotze Baskel Vomrloi Rechavam Vierovam Yachalko Asamalchus. So they'll tell the Malchus. So we'll see Lachaire de Zahore. So why is that Ifra Migufe? So Taisis Yishonim is the Kashe. So let us see the Taisis Yishonim Lodivrei Ha'ima. So let us see the last Teretz. V'oide Shloima Behefsid Amalchus Mizarei Shayich Nami Legufe. Avol Yelet V'amnem Lekori Migufe. Time it Epsid Malchus Shaykh Lagufa Yoisa. Tasimir Pshat in the Taisa Shishonim is that Bemison Malchus is a Yerusha. And Pshat is if in the later Deiris there'll be a Chilik in the Malchus, that Rechavam and Yerovam be Chilik the Malchus, Rechavam will only be a Meilech and Tushvotim. So Pshat is, the Chesson already is in the Meirish, in the Manchel, that means that already, that he's not Bekoyach to be Manchel to the later Deiris, a Malchus Gemur of Klal Yisrael. So that already, that's called Ifrei Migufe. The Chesson wasn't in them, that they can't be Yoirish. The Chesson is in the Meirish. He can't be Meirish a Malchus Klali, a Malchus Sheina Megbelis, to his descendants. That's called Ifrei Migufe. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ben Shone Shol B'molchoi. Omar Rav Hune Ke Ben Shone Sheloi Toam Tam Chet. That Shol HaMelech, when he became Melech, what's that Ben Shone? That he was equivalent to Ben Shone. Shaloi toam tam chait. Kvei getzeichen zu a Yerushalmi in Bikurim. Rabbi Kvei gedachsim is asking a kasha. The Yerushalmi in Bikurim says that a person who is oyle legdule is moichle la kolav in oisot. Arayef and Shultz says ben shona la molchoi that he was like a ben shona shamochle el kolav in oisot. So from the Yerushalmi you see this wasn't his past history, that Shalei Toam Tam Chait. He received a din of Ben Shona. Babli Baisis Halt Nitazai, that he was equivalent to Ben Shona. Yeah. Maskif lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, ve'eimo ke Ben Shona shemeluchlech betit u betzoye. There's different characteristics that a Ben Shona has. That's true, a Ben Shona is Leitoam Tam Chait, but the Ben Shone has other characteristics also, which are not so beautiful. Meluchlech betito betzoye. It's a very modern pshat to say that this is pshat in Shol HaMelech. Let us see the bottom tesis Yishonim. כבן שונה שמלוכלך בציטה בצוי. ותאימה, מה יסוי ורב נחמן? ונראה שירוצה לא ימי שיהיה כל כך עונב, שלא יהיה מקפיד על כבודוי. תחסיבים לי שיביסי ודממתי נפשי כגומל עלי אימוי, כגומל עלי נפשי. So that means that the whole musig of COVID was mufka from Shol. You see, later he had v'siyuta d'chozo, he had a very bad chaloimis, Rav Nachman, that were mafchit him. Aino shloi diba loshen ekiye klapei Shol. Means even though it's a, and you saw that it's a muradike shvachan Shol, that he was, gabi in yonei COVID, he was like a ben shonim, but the pistoloshin is not to be covedic. Meluchlach betita betzayim. Achvile le Rav Nachman siyute bechelme. So he had a cholim, and he had a very scary cholim. Oma, he said, Neneisi lochem atzmai shol ben kish. That he spoke, דיברתי למולכם יויסי מן הרוי, I didn't speak בדרך COVID, עצמי שול בן קיש. The Maharsho says, why does he speak about the עצמי שול? The Maharsho says that, Chazal tell us that, רקב עצמי סקינם, a person who's jealous, he doesn't, his atzomais get, they rot. Samirdike chuvis chsam seifer. There's a chuvis chsam seifer, a ganze meise. There was once a property that belonged to a goy. And, Yidden used to pass over this property. Once they find, on the property, they find the digging, they find the old matzeva from 400 years, a matzeva with the Yiddish Oisius on it. Then someone started thinking maybe this Mokim was a Beis HaKvoris. Shail of Kahanim allowed to go on this Mokim. Some say we had many Tzodim, if he could be Mekel, put the Karka Becheskes Psula. And then one side he says, maybe if it was once a Beis HaKvoris, but maybe the bones are disintegrated already. He says, no, Ayida Techeskes Kashas Rekev Atzom Eskine, if you're Mekane, but Ayida Techeskes Kashas, we can't assume that they were Kanoim, that they had not Kanoim, they had the Mid of Kine. So Kaponim, so the Maharsho says that one would think that Shol was lucky in the Mid of Kine, he was jealous of David. So he said, no, Rav Nachman Shin Gevus, nein, den Atzomis in den ganzen Atzomis. He said, Neneisi lecham Atzmei Shol Ben Kish. He was moided that the Atzomis are still kayim, there was no recovering by the Atzomis. Hoder choza siyute bechelmei. But the next night he also had a very scary cholam. So he realized he didn't speak with enough derech eretz. Omer Neneisi lecham Atzomis Shol Ben Kish Melech Yisrael. The Ritva brings down that the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYosher brought a ray from this Gemara that when a person is an aid, he should chasme ployni ben ployni aid, not ployni aid ben ployni. Even the Rabbeinu Tam brought a ray from this Gemara. He didn't say shol melech Yisrael ben Kish. He said shol ben Kish melech Yisrael. So you say the name and the father's name, and then you say the title. So when you write Eidus, you say, Ployni ben Ployni Eid. Zukt Rashi, Hai Ifru Meinei, Mide Bemide, Hu Ifsidoi Lechalek Nachlosoi, Hu Nifsad Nachlas Malchus. The Rashi means, the Hancholas Malchus became taken away from David. Siyute Malachai Fachad Mavhilen Moisei. Zog de Gemara weiter. Amar Rab Yudah Meshmul, Mibnei Malay Nimshecha Malchus Beishol, Mibnei Shalai Hoya Boy Shum Doifi. The Malchus of Shol did not have any Pgam, the Mishpochet was a Reine, מיוחס לי כמשפחה. אותו אז רשי על נמשך על הערך ימים, שלא היה בי שום דויפי משפחה, ויסגול המלוכים היצי מזערי של, על, על ישראל. The later descendants will be misgoy. They come from such a beautiful yichus. Abu David had nothing but to be misgoy. Merusa meviya also. So memeila, that's why he could be zeichet to malchus. The Omar Rabbi Yechon and Mishim Rav Shimon ben Yitzadok eim amidim palmas ala tzibu elu im kein kupa shel shchotzim tlu yoloi meyachayrov. Is a kupa shel shchotzim, he doesn't have a yichus meyachayrov, so memeila he won't be misgoy. Won't be makpid. Er alein is doch ish ken greise yachsen. Shim tezuach daite olav oimrim loich azoyer lachayrecha. Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Rav Mibneima Nenash Shol Mibnei Shemochal Al Kavoidoi Shenema Uvnei V'liyal Omru. When they were first Mamlech Shol, so they were Bnei V'liyal, they said Maya Shiyenu Zeva Yivzeyu Leheviyu Lemincha Vayihi Kemachish. He didn't protest, he ignored it. That's why he was Nenash. Uchsiv, later it says, we see later that this hanhoge continued. Vayal nocha shamayni vayichan oyovish gilot. And let us see Rashi. Nena shol lovoi lidei dovo sholov nitol mimenu malchus. That he came to a matzav that the malchus was taken away from him. Didn't have a psazoya, besonders yate dushmaye. The Malchus should remain. Mipnei shem mitchilas Malchusoi mochal al kevoidoi, v'gila al atzmoi she'enoi kedai limloich. Melech shem mochal al kevoidoi en kevoidoi mochal. That's mitachsisei a Malchus shetei mosei aleichem. In the beginning, the way he acted with the Malchus, he did not appreciate. He was not marich, and with enough shivis, the gewaldike meile he was given. So therefore was taken away from him. Chsi vayal nocha shamayni, umaskone de milse, after there was a mulchome, and they won the mulchome, sha'omru Yisrael, mi ha'imer sho yimlech aleinu bit miye, who are those that said, Shaul will be a king over us, tnu eso anoshim, to anoshim and emisim. Bu amar lo yumas isha yoyim azeh. Again, he was mevata moichal al kevoidoi. So memele, so he wasn't machshiv the malchus with its true chashivis, so memele, it was taken away from him. Bu amar rabbi yoichanem mishim rabbi shimim ben yoitzodok, kol talmud chochem, she'enoi noikim v'noita kenochosh, enei talmud chochem. He's not noikim v'noiter kenochosh, he's not a Talmud Chochem. Well, there's a beautiful pshat. The word of pshat, noikim v'noiter kenochosh. The Gemara says that all the chayis come and they have a taina to the nochosh. They say, ari deiris v'oichel. And but the nochosh, what hano does the nochosh have? He has no hano whatsoever. So he still suits to the balalosh, and the balalosh no, also doesn't have hano. But al kaponim we see a nochosh is maimis without any pazan lechano. He doesn't derive any benefit from it. Why is he take noishech? Chazal darshan got a losh na posik, but the anochosh will not be noishach without a lachash. Chazal darshan she'ein melachshem olav milamaylo. It means anochosh is noishach. It is a baskel that he should be noishach. He'll be noishach. Noishach. Rabbi Nishlom is mekayim shluchim from the whole brir. Anochosh is also a shliach of the Rabbi Nishlom. So his neshiche is. One, he doesn't have any hano from it. He's only doing it to mekayim rotzen Hashem. So memele, if a Talmud Chochem is noikim v'noita also als this like a nochosh, that means he doesn't have any personal enjoyment from it. It's not revenge is sweet. No pshat is this is kavod atayr as we will see. So memele, then שאין לי נויקים ונויטה כנוחש, זה אין לי תלמד חוכם. That means, so to say, if he's, אין לי נויקים ונויטה כנוחש, he's a נויקים ונויטה מהכנוחש, he has a personal enjoyment from the נקימה, so that's not a תלמד חוכם. That's a person who's נויקים ונויטה. But a leader gise, he has to be a נויקים ונויטה. Zrek de gemorge wachsi vloisi kein vloisi teil, one is not permitted to be a noikim v'noita, so gemorge hu b'momin de dachsib. That's speaking about the hanos momin, so then one is not permitted to take nekomen. Zanya eze nekime veze netire, nekime omole sheleinim agolcha omole lab. Lemorcha to borrow a saw, למוח אמלי הוא השילני קדומוך, אמלי איני משילך כדרך שלא ישלטן, זו היא נקימה. ואיזה היא נתירה, what is נתירה? אמלי שילני קדומך, אמלי לאי. למוח אמלי שילני חלוקך, אמלי, שילן מייבגד, אמלי אילך, איני כמייסך, שלא ישלטני, זו היא נתירה. This is נתירה, so this is also, this is דווקא בדובר שבמומן. Fragt die Gemorre mit Zahre de Gufa loi heißt es in Zahre de Gufa is not like the I mean this the one should be neikim v'neiter for sanya and eloven v'einam oildim shemim chelposom v'einam eshivim hoisim me'avos meichim b'yesurim aleihim akosa v'oimer v'yehavov kitzeis ha-shemesh b'gvurosoi gewaldike madrege. So you see also that Pakerta, one should not be noikim v'noita, and for the Gemara, ever the Gemara la'olam the noket lay belibay. In a chanami, he should not be noikim v'noita, but the samadregev on a lovin veinim oilvim, but the noket lay belibay. He shouldn't erase it. He should noket lay belibay. Should remember about it. But he shouldn't do a pu'ule of nekim and netira. Like the Gemara, v'omar rove, kol ha'mave al midoisov, mavirin lo al kol pshov. Vaisis fakert is an inyan, not noket lei belibio, but person should be mavir al midoisov. So the Gemara answers, the mefayis olay and mefayis. Together of mavir al midoisov is, if Yenna asks a mechila, should be moichalim. If Yenna doesn't ask Mechila, he should not be Mechila. There's a lashon of Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah as follows. Af al pi, this is the Rambam Perek Zayin Alach Yud Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah. Af al pi sheyesh reshus lechochom lenadois lechvoidoi. Chochem is reshus to be menade. Eine shvach le talmud chochem lahanig atzmoy badovo ze. You could do it, but it's not a shvach. Ela malim oznov midivrei amoretz. You should ignore what amoratzim are saying. Lo yoshes liboy lehem. Shouldn't pay attention. Kinyin shoma shloime bechochmosoy gam lechol advorim ashe yedabru al titen libecho. Don't be mesem leiv. To what is being said. V'chein ho'yederech hasidim ha'rishoynim, shoymim chelposom, v'einom meshivim, v'loy oid ala shamoichlin l'macharef v'soylchin loy. That's fakert. Not only don't they answer, the moichl, v'soyleach. Then the Rambam says, v'medvom amurim, he was speaking about a Talmud Chochem. This is a shvach l'talmud Chochem. במדבר מאמורים, כשביזהו איכלפיו בסייסה. אבל תלמד חוכם, שביזהו איכלפי אודם בפהסיה, is also לאי למחל על כבודוי. But if this was done בפהסיה, במוחל ננש, שזה בזוין התורה. זה בזוין התורה, אלא נויקם ונויטר הדובר כנוחש, עד שיבקש ממנו מחילה ויסלח לוי. So the Rambam says הגדורה. Rambam has הגדורה that Talmud Chochom that they were mevaze b'seisa. Paisis, it's not called b'zoyin ha-teire. It's also very interesting. Chayre b'zoyin ha-teire, zefi is a din of a sefer teire, as the chalabedik is sefer teire, so what's the chalabedik b'seisa or b'fareshia? But come on, shenit azoy, b'seisa, it's not called b'zoyin ha-teire. And fakert, you should be moichel, ela shamoichlin, l'mecharef, v'soylchen loy. Pilla Paisis, well, didn't ask mechila. But if it was befaheshye, then it's also limchele, then it's bezoyin atoire, so it's noikem v'noita hadova kenochosh, ad she yevakish mena mechilo v'yislachle. So that's me the inyake v'esk sakashe, the way the Rambam set down the halochis, so it's very shver ha-gemorim. I mean, the Rambam took care of these two halochis, the gemore sakashe that, Nalom veine moilvim, shemen chapos veine meshivim. It's a gewaldike madrege. So the Gemara, what is this? So the Gemara should have answered, kan beseise, kan befareshe. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says this. That verkehrt, it's not a schwach to be menade, el shemoichlem le macharef, le seulchen loi, weiss es a moichel. A Gemara says verkehrt, a Gemara says that, noket lei beliebe. But according to the Rambam, Dachsen will be verempfert, as was Emes asks the Kashe, that what was the Maisa with Hillel? The Hillel and Sechte Shabbos, they made a bet, and the Yenna was, so Kaponim, according to the Rambam, it's very good, as long as it's not befareshye, it's verkehrt, moichlin, beseichlin. Let us see Rashi. Sheinai noikim nitmosai, benoiter eva kenochosh beliboi, eni kemoizchosh leichel tan, izu netire, shadobo shomo beliboi, blohi sichoi midat, he wasn't mesiach das. Knocket beliboi, mebo acher linkim nitmosai, bekiyama mishpot, yishtoik. He won't do anything, but if someone else takes his nakoma, he won't say anything for kertide. Mefaisele levakish mechile, so memele, then he's meichel. Then he could be meichel afilo be, that's mavra mitoisa. The mavra mitoisa is after he's mevakish mechile. Let us see Taisvis. Hosom efrui ifru mine, teime, min nolon the loy have oisa. So the Gemara says that there was ifru minay. So that's why it doesn't go into the cheshbon. For Basheva is ifru minay. Teime min nolon le have oisa peroin nami bishvil oriye. So how do you know oriye was that's loy also loy. Maybe he was paid for oriye also. Yeshlaim would like Steve elav asakivsa yeshalim. Said when he heard the marshal, he said he has to pay back the kibsa. So Vaistachois, that was the Gilearois, the Kitsir, that he'd taken for himself, Ishtay Shaloriyim. That was the Einish that he said should be given. So on this Aveira, there's an Einish of Abatayim. Dia Tavayu, a Gilearois, the Basheva, Vashvichas Domim, Doriyah, Nenish b'yelad amnei v'som of avsholim im kein le'shilam abatayim. So it's not abatayim. Abatayim means four for one avere. So v'aistach, if it's for gilei reis and shvichas domim, so it's not four, it's two and two. Shisha chadoshim nitztare dovid. Teimoli. Im kein shilam yoyser me abatayim. So it's yelad and amnein and tomer and avsholim and tzaras. Ba'oid dilme maiden itztar eine bishvil maise doriye. Maybe it was nitztar, so let's go back. Maybe this is for riye. Inami im nitztar bishvil ba'sheva neime dechad meinoch the yelad amne betoma v'avsholom bishvil oriye. Menolon loinenesh bishvil oriye. The first kasha was maybe nitztar bishvil maise doriye. So the mashal brings down Taisa Shalom says the teretz. That this zichanat was because of Oriyah, because the posuk of Shiva li sisayin yeshecha, which is going on istalkim and ruach hakodesh, I mean, this was in the Kapitel Nun Aleph, so this was on the Mice of Basheva, not of the Mice of Uriah. Al Kaponim Taisus does ask the Kasha, maybe this was because of Uriah, or maybe this was because of Basheva, and the others were for Uriah. Veishloime medachsi va'oisoi orakto becherev v'nei amoi, the Darshina Bepek Beis de Kedushin, so it can't be that the tzaras was for the mice of Uriah, because it wasn't Enash. So it comes out it's more, it's tzaras plus these four. Dilme da Amnon v'Toma b'chad choshevlo. Maybe Amnon and Toma is one. Inami de Toma r'mashe nitztare b'chad choshevlo. De lo idomo l'achine. Why do you say Toma and Saras is one? De yeled u da Amnon u da Avsholem shem eiso. Their pshat is, these three were an einish gomo. They take a diet. Aval de Toma lehave mise. Number one, she didn't die. The woman is up. Boy, the bas yifas toya roise. So wasn't an emes child. Umashin is a memela, so wasn't a psaza psoinish. Umashin it's tare shisha chadoshi. Kivin shen isrape, loy have shokol kihanach. Lochi kumeim badanach tarti chad choshevlu. So it could be that when Mitztare faced this, the Tzaras, together with Toma. David was Makabo Loshen Hore. So we have another Aveir. Od le porich nami mohod dechote sha'oma shira ama polosei shal shol. Kide ise perik eilu megalchen shigoyin le David asher shol Hashem al divrei chush ben yemini. So the Shir Alma Palosa Shal Shalsi was Nenash. So why don't we recognize this chet? And for Taisvis Yeshlema Hu Kishkoge Choshevlei. That wasn't the Chsiv Shigoyin Ledovit. Lafishen Odom Nitfas Al Tzaroi Shayeshol Roitfai. So Memela said that what he sang Shire El Maise, even though it was the wrong thing, but in Odom Nitfas Al Tzari, so that's why the Gemara doesn't speak about this chet. Let us see the Taisus Shishonim. Shol ba'achas va'olso biyodoi, mai hi, mai se da'agak. Koshe l'rebi, bishol nami ike shtayim. There are two by shol, shemetchila koide mai se shal agak, Kvar nichem akadish boruchu kshehek hikriv ha'oila koidem shebo shmuel. That means that Shmuel told them you have to wait till I come. Then you should be makriv the oila. And it was getting, and things were getting very errant, so Shol was makriv even though Shmuel didn't come. Vos omolei bikesh Hashem ishkil vovei. But who avalei lasuyi? So if I count this already, was before, and then this was the first tuchfal of Shol. By Merebi, the Ozlei hifsit amluch legamri, Shozlei hoye bedasa kadish bocho laavira elo mimenu veloi mibonov, abu b'maise da gag nichem afilu mibonov.